Hi, I'm Bethany. My dad is Sunday Stephen. This is Sipping Tea with Heather and Stephen.
Do you ever get lonely?
Do I ever get lonely? There are times in my adult life I try to feel alone, but I never get lonely.
Oh, okay.
Does that make it? Let me explain. When I'm alone, I know I'm never alone. So before I hurt my foot a couple times this summer, I would walk early in the morning. Mm-hmm. And there were a lot of people in my neighborhood who were very pedestrian and outdoor exercising down, because I live near a park, basically. Lots of people are walking the edges of this park. And so I would put my headphones in, my little wireless headphones, and then not turn music on.
And just so that people wouldn't
talk to you. So people wouldn't talk to me. But what I was doing was I was actually praying.
Oh.
And so I knew I was not alone, but I would try to get alone in order to spend time in prayer. Do I get lonely? I don't think, not in the last, I couldn't tell you the last time I felt lonely.
Even during COVID. Wow. I think this is a male-female thing, because I actually feel lonely a lot.
Really?
And I think it's about not feeling like I'm known sometimes. Like not feeling like people know me or like.
But you have complete strangers that walk up to you in a parking lot that know you.
But they don't really.
Well, they think they do.
They think they do.
They know the persona of Heather.
Right. But I think it's a male-female thing, because there's actually been a statistic, I'm involved in MOPS, that like 95% of moms say that they struggle with loneliness.
Oh.
Now, some of that I think has to do with the ages of your kids.
Okay.
Because if you are at home, I was about ready to say stuck at home, but that's not like a good way to say it. But
you get to be at home.
You get to be at home. If we're changing that, that's right.
Right.
If you get to be at home with them, that's really, I remember those years feeling very isolated and very lonely. Here's the other thing I think. If I worked in an office every day.
Okay.
So what the listener don't know is I am based in our Lansing area.
Lansing, Michigan.
And I am.
Go Blue. Sorry. Go right ahead.
That was wrong. That was so wrong.
Well, note to listeners, she's about to cut this part out.
We are a state family. My dad went to Michigan State. We do not say the go color blue, okay? We do not say that. All right, so we are going to cut that out maybe, okay? But anyway, so I think, like, because I work out of my home.
Right,
so
I'm
kind of an island sometimes.
Yes, you are.
And it would be super nice for me. And some level, this is part of what this podcast was born out of. Just, like, connecting with someone. I'm an external processor.
Yes.
So when I have things in my head, I'm like, well, what do you think about this? How does this sound?
Right.
And if I don't have anybody, I could just, if I was here, walk down.
Yes.
And say, hey, what do you think about this? But it's not as easy to do that when you live almost 4 hours away
from
the
station.
Right,
but technology has assisted in some ways with that.
Yeah.
Not like maybe, because it's still not the personal feel of like joking and teasing.
No,
and
right.
You can still do that to a degree.
Yes. Because
again, that's where this podcast was born from. The joy that we experience in interconnectivity.
Right.
But it's always better in person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just don't imagine how technology could progress to the point where it's equally the same.
Yeah.
But I would agree with you. I think it's the fact that you're kind of in a position of being interior, I'm exterior.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it's just, okay, Stephen, you're by yourself at the campus for whatever reason, but I'm even just walking the campus, looking at our building, making sure the roof tiles are still correct, or watching who's parking where, or that tree is going to drop its limb on this set of cars if there's a car. Those are still external to me, and I get blessed by that.
Right.
If you're getting to your office, what's that, like 15 feet from where you put your foot on the floor?
About that. Up some stairs, around the corner and up some stairs, right.
So it's a different, I mean, your commute time, okay, can't argue with that.
Right.
But I mean, there's something to be said about the decompression of my commute time.
For sure.
And the preparation of my commute time. Because when I get to work, even though it's only 12 minutes later, maybe 15 if, you know, traffic is bad. Am I still grueling 15 whole minutes in the car?
That's right.
But even so, I am more prepared mentally.
Right.
Than maybe somebody who walks around the corner up the stairs and gets to their office. The other thing that I think that I would wish for you, if we were being transparent about this, what I feel like you miss most out on being so far away is the water cooler talk. And that is the non-discipline but still peripheral conversations that draws a group of people together, particularly in the ministry that we're in, that just kind of it adds glue to that. And mm-hmm. and you don't get to feel like you have as much glue. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, we don't sit around and talk about everything. We don't talk. We usually don't talk TV because that's not something any of us are necessarily into. But I mean, if something happens with our kids, Steph's kids or Brian's kids, or any of our kids, we'll come into work the next day and talk about those things. Right. Whereas we're thinking business with you because we only have you for such a short time because you've got things you've got to get done and you're on your own schedule and you're on your own timeline. And we don't want to do maybe some of the socializing. And so I feel like that's probably the bigger, mm-hmm. and maybe that speaks to that sense of loneliness. You have people you could talk to about business. You and I talk a lot about running the business of a ministry and the things that we get to do to serve the ministry. But we have to be more intentional about the water cooler stuff. And mm-hmm. we try to do that.
You and I do for sure. I just think it is. There's definitely been times when I've thought, boy, if I was there.
Absolutely.
Now, there's pros and cons. I work out of my office in my house and I can go down and throw dishes in the dishwasher and I can go and run an errand to the kids and come back and still, you know, like not, but it's just, it is. And I think because I am such a people person and an external processor that to have those people face to face, and it does feel, and I think you guys maybe feel this too. I feel like, well, what if they're busy? What if they're da-da-da?
Oh, absolutely.
And so there's times when you're like, hey, do you have a minute? And I'm like, yeah. Like, what, you know.
Right.
Now, I might be sitting out on my deck, you know.
In shorts. Enjoying a very, very warm Michigan day. And the rest of us are stuck with windows that are glued shut inside an office.
You're
sucking
not
down
though,
reproduced air. Passing disgusting, diseasy germs around the office.
Okay.
And somebody else... with her flaxen hair sitting in the sunshine, enjoying an unusually warm Michigan day.
You'll be like, are you out on your deck? I'm like, yes. So it's nice here today.
Not angry, jealousy. it's not a, hey, I don't like you. I'm coveting your weather in that moment. And I'm usually, you know.
You are a lover of Michigan.
Become so. I didn't know that. I didn't know Michigan was that pretty.
And you lived in Indiana for a really long time.
I lived in Indiana for 26 years. And when we wanted to get out of flatland Indiana, which, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you cross Indiana to Illinois in some places, you can't tell you've crossed.
Right.
Because it's just fields and it's super flat.
Right.
Like if you look on a clear day, is that the Sears Tower up there? But it's the like curvature of the earth and you can't see, you know, there's all this stuff. But so our tendency was we liked mountains because mountains for us are pretty as well. So we would head south and southeast and that whole Appalachian mountain thing.
Right.
We didn't know that in 4 hours we could either be standing on a beach
mm-hmm.
on the western shores of Lake Michigan or be in a forest.
Yes.
In kind of the middle western part of Michigan.
Yes.
And it would be beautiful.
Oh, yeah. And you love the weather, too, at the beach in Michigan in the summer. Because he texted me one time and he was like, we're vacationing and it is 75 in July. I was like, dude, welcome to Michigan.
Okay,
it is
okay.
Here's a
little. You might not know, might not recognize me if you were to see me in the summertime. But I avoid the sun for a couple of reasons. One of them, I have some skin issues. But anyway, the second thing is I love the sunshine, but I don't like to sweat.
I'm with you, though.
And as I'm saying that sentence, I hear how ridiculous that is.
I
love the sunshine. I love, can we have like 82 degrees and no humidity?
Yes.
There's nowhere on the planet that is like that. What planet are you from? I don't know.
We can wish. You know?
But I think that's where it is. When I get somewhere and I can still feel how nice it is,
mm-hmm.
and yet I'm no longer perspiring.
Like
because
you're sitting there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you think that's funny, but out of the 365 days a year, I'm perspiring probably 342.
Even in the winter
in
Illinois, you're
it's got to get cold. I'm telling you, it's got to get
cold?
Really
What's cold.
Double digits, easy as double digits is cold for me.
Double digits, that could be 60.
Like 19.
Oh, okay.
Like, that's why I said, I started to say single digits. That's too cold. I'm moving. You might as well pack me in dry ice and ship me somewhere.
Don't
I'm not
to Michigan in the winter.
No,
that's all I
can't
I have
to do
say.
Michigan
the
winters.
Tundra.
Somebody asked me the other day. They were like, "Hey, tell me what you like about Michigan." I can't believe I'm even telling you this because I hate it. Almost hate to admit to it. Somebody says to me, "Hey, well, tell me what you like about Michigan." Uh-huh. I've never been up there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. So I start telling them all about Michigan, uh-huh. And they're like, "You're such an advocate for Michigan. You're gonna retire there, aren't you?" I went, "No, no, because everything I'm telling you is like 7.5 months long.
It's the not even other, that, dude.
No, it's not.
Not even that. No, oh, literally,
see.
It's like May to September.
It's like August 31st.
It's that way sometimes, or you're like dying of heat, which is what it's been recently.
Oh,
like you're like it's October.
That is
Let's
ridiculous.
Go.
Oh my stars. Oh
and,
my stars.
Know, but, yeah.
So yeah, no. So somebody asked. And I was like, no, because I can't handle the brutalness of the winter.
No.
So they were like, oh, you know what you need to do then? You need to be like a snowbird. You go back to Michigan for the nice weather,
yes.
And then you head to Florida. And I was like, I can't afford two. I can barely afford the one home I've got. How am I going to afford
You're
two homes?
You're thinking very highly of me,
well,
that I would actually have
could
two
Could you
homes?
Move to Michigan? And then we could trade
right.
halfway through the year. So that's what happens.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, so our next question is, what's a job that you've wanted to try but never
oh,
have been able
stars.
To a job an actual job not like just a you know like something that you would want to try that never
I do have and I've okay first of all I had a bit of Peter Pan syndrome when I was younger and I tried my hand at quite a few things
okay
but the one thing I never did do and I mostly because and I will explain this I never wanted to work fast food
okay
because my cousin, I had a first cousin that we were about the same age and we'd hang out together sometimes on a Friday evening. And sometimes he would have to close that restaurant and then we would hang out. He would smell like the fries. He would come back from work smelling like fries. I'm like, dude, you are not meeting girls smelling like... Smelling like a French fry.
Like,
it could be.
I mean, some girls.
Well, yeah, some girls love that smell.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm just saying. So I was like, dude, I can't hang out with you until you take a shower. Anyway, it permeated all of us. So, okay, so roll forward. You know, I've been a tailor.
Right.
I've worked in fashion. I've been in retail. I have done quite a few things, and some of them I've gotten fired from, which is another story. but the one thing I think I would always like, I have dreams about this because I see how talented my brother is. Mm. My brother's a great chef when he wants to be.
Okay.
Now, he doesn't always want to be, and he's lost some of those skills. And we're all getting older, so
right.
He doesn't have that much. But like even like a prep or a sous chef, but not just like ding, 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 pancakes are up. No, I'm not talking like short order cook. I'm talking like a sous chef, somebody who learns
right.
how to do a certain skill set of
nice
recipes
restaurant.
At a nice restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
That would be something I would like to try.
Okay.
And you would do?
Fast food.
You would do fast food?
I would love to work the drive-thru.
Oh, stop.
At fast food.
Really?
You want to know why?
I have to know why.
Interaction with the people. I would love
one after another.
I would love it. I would, and I'm sure.
Do you have a preference? Like more like oh, stop. You could have just said a burger joint with
or
golden
Chick-fil-A.
Arches. Oh,
I mean, we could take Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yeah, you
I mean,
could say
I could
Chick-fil-A.
Say it's my
yeah.
pleasure. But
yeah.
No, I have. like, I have
you
gone.
You can't say it through gritted teeth and make it sound sincere.
My pleasure. But no, like, I just think that that would be. And I would have not said that when I was younger. Okay. Would not
okay.
have said that.
Okay.
Although I, probably the most unique job I've ever had was when I was 15. I got hired at our local hardware store.
See, I remember this
mm-hmm.
about you, and I'm
yeah.
always so impressed because
mm-hmm.
I don't think I could work there. I meet the guys at like the big box home improvement
mm-hmm.
stores,
mm-hmm.
and I think, oh, that's a retired carpenter,
right.
or that's a retired carpet layer,
right.
or that's an appliance guy, or a lady who knows a lot about paint.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always kind of austere and kind of in awe of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I meet you, and I'm like. You did that.
I did.
How cool was that?
So, like, I couldn't drive. I was 15.
That's amazing.
We lived 5 miles from the hardware
Who
store.
Who trusted you to rebuild anything with the tools you were selling them?
No, here's the thing. So, the guy who owned it, his name was Gil Gerke. I say that because...
Is that two words?
Gil Gerke was his last name.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying that as one word.
No,
I
but
was
he
like,
could have had one name. That's how... So, he was this really tall... totally intimidating guy.
Wow.
And then the woman who was the Nancy Lumber was the, I still remember this, was the
Lumber.
Manager. Manager.
Lumber worked she was at the hardware.
Lumbert.
Oh, Lumbert. I'm okay. Sorry.
She was amazing. She was so great to me.
Wow.
But I was so intimidated by Gil. But you
sure.
know what he did? He would say, Heather, come over here. And he would, because those guys were not going to trust a 15-year-old girl
no.
with a plumbing.
No.
Are you kidding?
No.
Now, paint, I was pretty good at paint. I could
okay.
mix paint really good.
Wow.
And, like, that
neat.
Was good at
That's
that.
That's a good skill.
But he taught me plumbing and electrical. Now, not
nice.
A lot, but I
okay.
could help people with certain things.
Right.
And he just brought me alongside and
That's
taught
awesome.
Me those things.
I like
and
that
so,
a lot.
Yeah, and he, I figured out, was just kind of a big teddy bear.
There you
so.
Go. And how tall was Gil, would you say?
It was probably 6'4".
6'4", but he looked like a giant from down where you are.
Yeah, and
you're
he was
what?
Broad-shouldered.
All
he was a
of
big
5'2"? What are you, 5'3"?
I'm 5'3", actually, yeah. So.
Is that what's on your driver's license?
Mm-hmm.
And you know we all shrink just a little bit as we age.
Well, that's 5'3", is the shrinking.
Listener, she looked down at her nails and contemplated her next answer.
For years, I thought I was 5'4". Okay.
Who fibbed you and told you you were 5'4"?
It was the doctor.
I can look at you and tell you you're not 5'4".
And then I went to the doctor probably 5 years ago.
Ridiculous.
So I was 45, okay? And I was like...
You told on yourself.
Yeah, I don't care. And they were like, yeah, you're 5'3". And I was like, no, I'm not. They're like, yes, you are. I'm like, no, I'm
5'4".
You're going
to argue
with them. And they were like, let's measure you again. Oh, and they put it up there and it was 5'3". And I was
it's
like...
It's amazing.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
It's really
yeah.
sad.
One of my girls is 5'1" and 3/4".
Oh, wow.
She wants that 3/4", buddy.
And you better
you
mention
better,
that.
Yeah, that's right. She's not 5'1". If you're rounding, you're rounding up, Jack.
Well,
and she could be 5'2" then. And you're like, okay, easy there. Easy, pal. Take it easy.
This has been Sippin' Tea with Heather and Steven. If you would like us to answer a question, email me, Heather@shine.fm.